Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and welcome to Blog Talk Friday, Recognition Friday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California, along with my co-host Claudia Field and Debbie Brawley. We have two powerhouse interviews today. This group of women have just absolutely rocked this company from the time that they came on board. So go get your pens and papers and get ready to take some notes, because this is going to be an incredible interview day for everybody. One thing I just want to kind of remind everybody before I transfer it over to Claudia is we now have 40 days to qualify for the incentive. And the incentive is an extra 5% commission when you achieve 6,000 sales points. And that could be 4 Beamer Pro sets or 6 Beamer Classics or any combination thereof that gets you to 6,000 points. And, for example, if you have done that with Pro Sets, that's an extra $300 in commissions if you achieve those sales points by July 31st. So if you're one sale away or two sales away, you got this. So super excited for all of those people that are hitting those incentives. There's quite a few people who have already done it, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are poised to hit it as well. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for her opening comments for today.
Thank you, Amanda, and happy Friday, everyone. Those are great reminders, because it is hard to believe. It's June 21st, so we literally are coming up on July and getting ready for the 4th of July holiday. So these are just great times and great goals to continue to set. And if you've kind of been hanging behind and holding yourself back, you know, we dare you to go out there and just put it out there. Go forward. When you hear these stories today from these ladies we're going to interview, they are really walking the walk and going out there, and they are fearless leaders. They're heart-centered. And I have been so excited since we knew we were going to have them on the show. So I don't want to waste any more time talking. I want to toss it over to Deb Brawley so we can get into the comp plan and start our interview. So, Deb, you take it away, please.
Thank you, Claudia and Amanda, and happy Friday, everybody, my favorite day of the week. I love applauding and recognizing the new people that have moved up to seniors, group leaders, team managers, organizational managers, and ODs, and it's my favorite day of the week, and it's all about teaching people the tools that you might need to grow your business and also to help you understand that it is a phenomenal, award-winning comp plan, and it's not that hard to reach goals that you set for yourself. So we do explain to you exactly how to get to each level, which Claudia will do that in a minute. But, you know, I do want to share that it does take courage to be exceptional. Average is easy. Building something big takes vision and commitment, and leading does take guts and fortitude. Watching and criticizing, that's useless. Doing something new, I know sometimes you feel like it might be hard, but doing nothing is easy. If I work hard, I can get better, and if I do nothing, you're not going to have anything that's happening. And I applaud those that are in the game, you're listening to this call. If you have people on your team that aren't on the call to hear these amazing stories today, you're going to want to make sure that they go back to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS and listen to the replays. We have a lot of new distributors that are learning a lot of golden nuggets by listening to the replays when they can, whether they're in their car or, you know, some of us do it when we're cooking and folding clothes, and we just go with the flow and make sure that we listen to these replays whenever we can throughout the day. It's okay when people say no to us. That's okay. You just have to get used to it. You know what? I know they're going to be knocking on your door down the road wanting to hear what Beamer's all about. So just keep sharing the story, sharing your story, and your goals and dreams will be coming true. And we'll be hearing you on Blog Talk and hearing your story in the near future. So before I list and share the new seniors, Claudia, why don't you share and explain how you get to senior?
Perfect. I love this. So let's get into the comp plan, everyone. So two ways to get started in Beamer. The first is as an IBDJ or an IBD junior. So you're going to pay $390 for your distributor registration and buy your Beamer, and you're going to be fully qualified to earn commissions right out of the gate so you can make customer sales and start building your team. You're going to get to go to a two-day training academy and learn from the leaders in Beamer, and you will have your annual renewal fees covered in that purchase. Now, if for some reason you can't start out buying a Beamer, the company gives you an option called the IBDT or IBD Trainee. Here you'll pay $390 for your distributor registration. Now, you're only going to be eligible to make a sale to a customer for that first sale, which is called your qualifying sale. But after that, you will be able to sign up customers and partners. So just remember, you can't build a team right out of the gate as a trainee, and the commission on that first qualifying sale will go to your mentor. You'll get to go to your two-day training academy, as well as have your annual renewal fees covered. So let's talk about the junior level, the IBDJ. So we are a direct sales model with a two-tier affiliate program in the early phases of our compensation plan. So you're going to earn 17% or $1,018 on all your personal sales. Now, on your first tier, you're going to earn 8% or $480. And that second tier, you will earn 3% or $180. Now, to go from junior to senior, you need to accumulate 5,001 sales points. So we have sales points with our different units, 1,500 points for a Beamer Pro set, 1,000 points for a Beamer Classic, 1,350 points for the Beamer Vet set. So any combination of those to get you to 5,001 sales points rank advances you to the senior level. Now, at the senior level, something exciting happens. We go from the 17% at junior to 25% or $1,497 on all our direct sales. So that 8% differential is about a 50% pay raise in the real world, and I don't know many of us who've ever had that experience from our bosses. So $1,497, 25% on your direct sales, 8% or $480 on those first-tier sales. And that second tier, you'll still earn 3% or $180. So let's congratulate the foundation, the core of Beamer, the brand new seniors. Back to you, Deb, to read the list.
Okay, we have Seacliff Tack Shop out of California, Douglas Edwards out of West Virginia, Center for New Medicine, Irvine, California, Alice Goodall is in Michigan, Roger Little is out of California, Grace Pavlosky is out of Texas, Michael Whalen is out of California. United Martial Arts Center is in Colorado. Philippa McEwen is out of Canada. Jackie Fredrickson is out of California. Lorraine Green, California. Boy, is California in the house or what? Congratulations. Rhonda Dragon, Florida. And the last one for just this week for the seniors is Black Ebony LLC out of New Jersey. Congratulations for changing people's lives and for you following your dreams and reaching senior. Now I'm going to have Claudia share what it takes to get to the next, the very first level of the management program, which is called Group Leader. Take it away.
Great, Deb. Thank you. So we talked about seniors being the foundation and the building block of our compensation plan. And so this is how we create the path to group leader. So you need to create five tier one seniors. So those are five seniors that you personally sponsor. And then you're going to need another 15 additional juniors, IBDJs, or seniors, IBDSs within those first two tiers. So when you have that total of 20, you become a group leader and enter management. And a couple of things happen at this level. Number one, you get an extra infinity commission or 1.5% or $90 on all the sales in your entire team, including your personal sales. So now on your personal sales, you'll be at 26.5%, $1,590. You'll be on the first tier at 9.5%, $570. That second tier, you'll be at 4.5% or $270. And now the third tier and beyond to infinity is unlocked in the compensation plan, and you are going to earn that 1.5%, that infinity commission of $90 on all those sales from your third tier and beyond. The company doesn't stop there. They take that differential between the junior and senior levels, that 8%, 2% is given to the group leaders as a management bonus, and it equates to $120, and you will earn that as a group leader on all your IBDJ junior sales in your entire team. So as people are going from junior to senior and making their first four sales, you're going to pick up that management bonus, and this starts to get very exciting from a financial and business standpoint at this level. So congratulations to all our brand new group leaders on your incredible achievement, and back to you, Deb, to read the list.
Okay, yes, we have Susan Wickman out of Wisconsin, the new group leader for this week. Congratulations, Susan. You helped find the desire in other people's hearts and help them reach the goal of senior, and your life will never be the same now. And I know you have big, I just talked to her not too long ago, and I know she has even bigger goals than just group leader. So the next level, I'm going to have Claudia go back and share with you how she can reach that next level.
Great. Well, we're going to talk about team manager, and we're very excited that we're going to have an interview at this level. So at the group leader level, we talked about the seniors and the building blocks. So now to reach the team manager level, you need to create 10 tier one seniors. So you had 5 tier one seniors as a group leader. As a team manager, you need to double that. Create 10 tier one seniors that you personally sponsor, and then you need to have a group leader within your first two tiers. So when you do that, you become a team manager, and that infinity bonus now doubles from 1.5% to 3%, so that equates to $180. You're going to pick that up on all of your levels, so 28% now on your direct sales, $1,680, 11% on the first tier, $660, 6% on that second tier, $360, and that third tier and beyond to infinity, that $180 is going to be added on to all your commission. Now, that management bonus that was the 2% at the group leader level, that also doubles. So now you're going to be at 4% or $240 as a management bonus that you're going to earn on all your IBDJ junior sales in your entire team. So this is where it really starts getting exciting and more of a full-time income at the team manager level. So with that, Deb, if it's okay, I'm going to go straight into the interview, and I'll have Amanda get ready to open her line. So we're very excited to have this team manager, Danielle Ramber, on today. And let me tell you, to corral her and get her to share her story, because she is so busy out there transforming lives, that, you know, to get her and have this time with her is precious. So I want to just introduce her and really let her tell her story. But I really, it's hard to use words to describe Danielle, because you just need to meet her and be around her. The first thing I remember when I first met her is I just immediately loved her. She's got incredible passion. She's got positive energy. She's got this enthusiasm. And it's so contagious, and really she embodies the very spirit of Peter Gleim and Beamer. And Danielle's story, you know, she's overcome a lot of personal challenges in her personal life, her health, and that to me is creating her mission, what I call she is a warrior of wellness. She is out there all the time on a mission, and as a result, she's become Beamer's top personal salesperson. But really, she doesn't look at it in terms of sales, guys. She looks at it in terms of going out and sharing hope and creating transformations with Beamer. So it is my pleasure to bring on brand new team manager, Danielle Ramber. So Danielle, welcome to our call and good morning.
Good morning, ladies. And thank you, Claudia, for that introduction. You all inspire me, Debbie, Mandy, Claudia, and I know Barbie's not on, but I look up to all of you, and I thank you for hosting Blog Talk. It's just been a blessing, and you inspire me. So would you like me to start with my story? Or
Yes, Danielle, I'd love you to start with your story, because I think people really need to understand, you know, where you were at and when Beamer came into your life and what this journey has been like for you, because I know it's been very life-changing. So you go ahead and share your beautiful story, please.
Thank you. Well, I'm actually calling from Seattle because I'm at the Empower Your Life event here in Seattle, and I will be speaking tomorrow. So I'll share my story and how Beamer has empowered my life in so many ways. So in 2014, I was diagnosed with a severe immune disorder, and that was a genetic predisposition, and there's four girls in my family, and all four of us have it. I underwent seven surgeries in a 15-month period and eight rounds of dose-dense chemotherapy. I lived in Denver at altitude, so I was living at 8,000 feet, and everything kept failing. My surgeries were failing. The chemo was putting me in the hospital time after time. I was fighting to survive, but my personal life was taking a tank at the same time. So my 16-year-old son turned to drugs. My fiance of 7 years turned to other women. So from a standpoint of being a woman, and, you know, I cowboyed up. I did what I had to do. I listened to the doctors. I just went. But everything was crumbling around me, and I was broken. I was very, very broken, and I was wondering why I was even fighting to survive. I was literally at a point where I was begging God to take me. Fast forward a year, Easter Sunday, I was invited to a new church, a church service in Denver called Red Rocks, and I went 100 pounds, soaking wet, bald, and desperate. And the message that day was, God's silence is not an indicator of his absence. Hold on, God's got a plan for you. You just can't see it yet. And I realized at that point that every bit of pain that I was going through with my health, with my personal life, everything, I could take and I could turn it around into helping people. And helping people's always been in my heart. So I'm one of those people who've worked any job you can imagine, and I just would switch every 2 years because it didn't feed my heart. So I knew at that point that there was a plan for me, and I was determined to find it. Well, I was still sick. I didn't know about Beamer at that time. I left the relationship, and I literally started over with nothing but my car. At the age of 40, I moved home. But I knew something was out there. So I went looking for help, emotional, and I went to Sedona, Arizona, and a doctor there introduced me to the Beamer. And I am forever grateful, because part of my passion, my purpose, was to find my purpose and to turn that pain into my purpose. And when she introduced me to the Beamer, I had absolutely no objections to it. $6,000 was nothing to me. My deductible was $7,500, and I used that for the last 3 years. And I purchased it. Well, part of my story is I had four reconstructive surgeries to my chest, and I was in so much discomfort that I was going to remove my breasts after all of that. And that was a really hard decision because I was single again. I felt like everything that made me a woman had been taken from me, and I fought so hard to reconstruct, but I had no quality of life. So I was at the point where I was going to remove my breasts again, but I got the Beamer, and I wrapped that B pad around my chest, and literally, you guys, within 4 days, my discomfort was gone, and I knew I had something. I started sleeping through the night, which had been, I hadn't done that in years, and within 5 months, I was off all pharmaceutical-grade drugs. So I really realized I had something here, but I made a mistake by going to my family first. So I purchased my Beamer in November of 2016, and of course you go to the people you love the most to share this gift with. And they looked down on it. They made me feel like I was crazy. This was stupid. And so I kind of got, you know, stuffed back down a little bit. Okay, maybe not. But I knew that this is what God was calling me to. I knew that this was it. And so for about 6 months, I honestly did not sell a Beamer for 6 months. And that was some personal transformation that had to occur. And I feel that happens with Beamer quite often. We, you know, all our traumas are held at a cellular level, and I released a lot of trauma, and I've come into who I am. And the big, big thing with me, with Beamer, is the family. You know, I certainly got my health back, my physical health, my emotional health, my mental health. I was given my purpose, but I still didn't have the greatest family unit. And what I've found with Beamer is a community of people, and you'll be interviewing Leslie and Lisa shortly, but they have made me believe in myself. I have transformed myself into this unstoppable powerhouse, and I have changed a lot of lives. You know, when I won that heart award from Peter Gleim, you could not pay me $50,000 for that heart. It's very humbling to me. I can't say enough about what Beamer's done for me in my life. And when you're in the darkness, like I was, and you're pulled into the light, I truly, honestly, 100% my heart believe you are obligated to go back into the darkness and to pull other people out. And Beamer has given me the tool to do that and to provide hope. And I literally, how I work my business, I have sacrificed. For 2 years, I've been on the road nonstop because I see results day after day. When you get a text from someone that says, I'm not on oxygen anymore. I don't think you knew, Danielle, but my family came to say goodbye to me, and they see me, and I'm okay. We're obligated, and that's why I'm out there. That's why I don't stop. That's why I travel so much. I have a team of 90 people now, and we're all sharing this gift, and I'm just so thankful and grateful for Beamer in my life. And I just think there's so much opportunity with this company, and I plan on making it my career forever.
Danielle, I mean, I don't even want to even interrupt to ask a couple of things, but you touched on something about this thing that you do where, you know that people are just sitting there and they're praying and they're waiting for a solution. And this is part of your driver because you were in that position and you didn't think you were going to make it. So I want people who are listening to understand that you have, were group leader and you reached team manager. But what I feel is those weren't really the goals to you, these titles. You are so humble. I mean, people who are listening, Danielle is the top personal sales person in Beamer, but when you talk about it, it isn't about these sales, it's about transformations. So can you talk a little bit about how you got to this team manager level with your team, because you have an incredible team, and some of those things that you inspire, because you're out there doing it, you're not in management mode, and you're not really driven. The money is just an aspect of it, and the ranking is just an aspect of it. You're really doing it for other reasons. So if you could just expound a little bit more on those few points before we go into your vision going forward.
Certainly. I have an amazing team. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have them out there sharing this gift. And in order to get to where I am as team manager, I do events with my team. I go and I get them. Leslie and Lisa came to me and got me outside of my comfort zone, and they made me grow. And so I've had amazing leadership, so now I know how to provide that. So in order to get to team manager, I literally go travel and do events with my team. I get them comfortable doing their own events so then they can move on without me. So I've put a lot into it the last 2 years. It's been nonstop, but now I'm at a point where I can maybe take a little more time off and enjoy it. Yeah.
No, I think that's great, Danielle, because that's something that it's important for all the brand new leaders to hear, is that when your managers, you know, it's really important that they reach out and know who their group leaders, their TMs, their OMs, their ODs, and find that person that you resonate with, because we are all invested in helping people. We want to make it so that you are self-sufficient, so that you can just run the way Danielle's running. And exactly, because I know firsthand what it takes to reach team manager under this part of the compensation plan, and it is quite a grind. So you absolutely deserve to, you know, catch your breath and take some time off. So knowing you, Miss Warrior of Wellness, I don't see you sitting back in your zero gravity chair. So looking ahead in closing, you shared something with me when we were talking about some of your visions looking forward, your goals to be able to give back to the community. So just talk about your next steps and what is moving your heart as you go forward on this life-changing journey with Beamer.
What's moving my heart is Peter's heart, meeting him and being in his presence. And every time I hear him speak, I feel that's my heart. So the mission of a Beamer in every home and building a team of like-minded people is my goal. But in the long run, my goal is to be able to give away a Beamer every month. So whether that be abuse centers, addiction centers, VA centers, autism centers, I want to be able to give back. And so monetarily, I have to keep going in order to do that, and the team manager position definitely puts you up a notch. So I'm excited, and I will do that. I've given away one. I'm working on giving away another one currently, and it's been a blessing.
Well, Danielle, I am so proud of you, as I know everybody who's listening is, and I just look forward to us being together in Austin at the manager's meeting and giving you a big hug. But I just want everybody who is listening to this call to really understand what she's saying about the heart of Peter, because those of us that have been in the room with Peter Gleim, his heart is so tremendous. That's why he talks about transformations, not transactions. And so Danielle is out there with her team of warriors, and she is making that huge difference on the ground, and we are going to carry that vision forward. And you are inspiring to all of us on the call. So, Danielle, I send you lots of love, and I thank you so much for taking the time to be on with us today. And now we're going to go back to Deb and get ready to interview your beautiful mentors. Thank you so much, Danielle. Back to you, Deb.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Claudia, do you think you'd like to share how they got to organizational manager really fast?
Absolutely. See, okay, sorry, I got carried
Thank
away
you.
With just the emotion of Danielle. You know, this is a powerhouse
know, that's
show.
Okay, that's okay.
And so I'm just sitting here just absolutely floored. So let's talk about how you reach organizational manager, because it's quite extraordinary. So when you get to the OM level, you need to have one team manager in your organization. It does not have to be direct on your front line. And when you do that, you're going to earn an extra 2% or $120 as an Infinity commission from all your team manager sales. So that 2% on the team manager lines is $120. On the group leader lines, you continue to earn the 3% at the team manager rate, which is $180. Your direct sales, 28% or $1,680. First tier is at 11%, $660. Second tier at 6% or $360. And that third tier to Infinity, earning $180 on all those sales. And I am very excited to hear this next interview, because Lisa and Leslie are two powerhouse women, another group of warriors of wellness, but their heart is there to just lift people up, and they've created extraordinary success. So I think Amanda Davis is going to actually introduce them and then toss it over to Deb for the interview. So Amanda, take it away.
Oh my goodness. I've been so excited ever since these lovely ladies rank advanced to new organizational manager, to have the chat that I did with them to prep them for today's interview. I'm going to do a little bit of an introduction first. You know, they are absolutely you know, genuine, heart-centered, and so incredibly warm. I met them early in my time, you know, when I got into Beamer, and have admired them from the very beginning. To tell you a little bit about Leslie Fox, if you listen to Testimonial Tuesdays on Blog Talk, you will recognize Leslie's happy, perky voice. She is a speaker, entrepreneur, inspired action coach, and educator. She collaborates with individuals and organizations to transform their dreams into their fullest expression. And then to tell you a little bit about Lisa. Lisa is a doctor of divinity, certified hypnotherapist, angel therapist practitioner, author, and intuitive life advisor. She teaches and counsels her clients to realize their own magnificence and authenticity. She is passionate about inspiring and guiding others to live a healthy, joyous, fulfilling life they so deserve. And she does that in conjunction with Leslie as well. Another little comment that I want to share with you about Leslie is she, along with her thriving Beamer business, she's the co-founder of the Wellness Project, a business committed to focus on health and wealth opportunities. And then a little bit more about Lisa. She is the founder and co-producer of the LGBT Wellness Summit and is presently working on a television project geared to the 18 to 30-year-old who suffers with mental health and addiction behaviors. She has incorporated the Beamer as a part of her overall practice. These lovely partners have over 50 years of experience in the human potential movement and cherish the opportunity to share their experience with their team and their Beamer family. You are going to hear them, you know, share their story. They did not have instant success, but they worked super hard and they persevered, and they are new organizational managers. And I'm going to turn this over to Debbie Brawley to begin the interview.
Okay, I'm excited to hear from them. They definitely have a gift of giving and the gift of inspiring others. Look what they just did with Danielle to become the gift that they are meant to be with others. And I know you guys lead by example. You walk the walk. You just don't talk that talk. And when you guys walk into a room, you definitely do light up that room. You have the energy that just eludes from you. And success occurs when your dreams are bigger than your excuses, and you guys are living that life. And I'd love for you to share us your story right now.
Thank you, Deb. This is Lisa. Wow, what a journey. It's been it brings tears to my eyes of realizing how far I've come personally on this journey of what we call life and where our Beamer business has come and gone in the last 3 years is just priceless. I mean, truly, part of my testimonial is 7 years ago I had gone through an immense amount of stress and literally had no money. I was homeless and $25 to my name. And 3 years ago, Leslie and I were visiting Adrienne and Janelle Vachon, who said, you know, we just got this device. Do you two want to have an experience? And I'm like, yeah, sure, 8 minutes. And they said, you can get on it again in the morning. And I had a lot of discomfort going on in my body where I couldn't even walk around our block to get any exercise, and which was just heart-wrenching. And Leslie's like, Lisa, I didn't sign up for being with somebody that couldn't move or couldn't function in life. So we got back to Sedona after getting on the device twice, and about a week later I turned to Leslie and I said, I'm visualizing lying on that thing, whatever that thing was. And she goes, you know what, let's just buy it. Who cares? It's $6,000. Let's just buy it. Well, it arrived 3 days later, and the magic carpet light of Beamer just appeared. And we've never looked back. It has been such a magical journey with meeting incredible people and a new family of loving, compassionate people that are really making a difference in the world. And it's truly been priceless in every imaginable way I can ever have comprehended. So, yeah, so that's a little bit about my journey with getting started. And Leslie has a different story because she didn't have the physical stuff going on.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. It was my journey. It was kind of interesting because I didn't have the physical stuff, but I'll actually start my journey in the 1980s. because I actually worked with a lot of scientists and who's who and who were early on proponents of frequency medicine and literally lived on their properties and worked and traveled these kind of interesting shows. So I was always attuned to the fact that there will be coming a time where we can heal, that's true, ourselves through a change in frequency, and our bodies operate that way. So I was looking, you know, for 20, 30 years, I've been teaching this information, and then so I feel like I waited on Beamer for, you know, almost 25, 30 years. So when Adrian Janelle mentioned, come on over and see this thing, and we're like, I'm there. It just, I knew it. So we got on the Beamer, as Lisa said, and I'm one to do the research. I'm one of those knowledge-based people. And so as Lisa was sort of going, let's, I like this thing. And then I was doing the research, and we did just choose to purchase it, not thinking and not knowing that it was going to be so life-changing, because all of us back then, 3 years ago, this was March 3 years ago, and, you know, there wasn't a lot of support. There was less than 5,000 Beamers in the country when we purchased our own, and probably a lot less when you purchased yours, Deb. So we just had to jump in and learn for ourselves. But what I noticed, and this comes to my testimonial, I didn't purchase it necessarily for me, except that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, if the Beamer's good for circulation, which is what we were told, blood flow, my mother had a stroke at 32 years old. My grandfather died early in his garden doing what he loved of a heart attack that just took him out. And so I always knew in the back of my mind, like, maybe I need to really pay attention to this. But the real story, and it took me a year to understand what Beamer has truly done for me, is because my story is I come from a really dysfunctional, and I'll say that lightly, nicely, dysfunctional family background. I was an only child in South Carolina, and I pretty much grew up walking on eggshells all the time under chronic stress, waiting for the next shoe to drop at any moment. And so you do that for about 18 years, and your body becomes to be pretty much traumatized and entrained to that chronic stress. And I struggled with, you know, worrying all the time, that feeling of like, that grinding away inside, and that and feeling anxious, and just it was just never I never felt a normal day, I don't think, even though that propelled me into this whole human transformation side of myself to study that. I mean, so what was magical about Beamer, and I didn't even understand it was about this at that point, is that about 3 weeks in, I began to experience this sense of calm inside of me that I had never touched into before. And my brain chatter began to calm, and I could truly focus. And even though I'd achieved a lot of success and done a lot of personal growth, it really didn't clear up for me to achieve my fullest expression and begin to achieve until the Beamer came in and really helped with my stress management situation. So you never know. Things can appear to be fine on the outside, but that internal discomfort is just as challenging as anybody's external discomfort. And then as far as expression, you know, and as far as my life's mission is to inspire and catalyze people to their fullest potential, well, there's really no better opportunity than working with a team through Beamer and watching people's lives change every single moment. And as Lisa said, the magic carpet ride took us. And with it by April, we got it in March 3 years ago, and we put it in the car, barely even opened the box, drove to Salt Lake City where Nick Hewish was teaching an academy, learned a little bit, came back, did another academy, and said, okay, let's just start sharing this thing. And here's where the tips come in. we said, okay, we'll just open it to the entire town of Sedona. Anybody wants to come, just come on and get on the Beamer and for the entire month of April. So, truly, you talk about lack of success or struggle for success. I think we probably did 80 sessions with Lisa, probably at least 80, with probably 40 people coming through the first month. Of course, we told them we were going to start charging for sessions after that. And, of course, not one of them decided to purchase a Beamer or to continue with sessions. And so thank goodness for a great upline. I would call Adrienne Janelle from my backyard right here that we were sitting, and I would stomp around and go, what am I doing wrong? You know, and I'd have my little meltdown, and then I said, fine, that's it. We're only charging for sessions, and we're going to value the Beamer in a different way. Well, that turned the switch on. And by June, we had a nice team developing, and actually one of our first and one of our the first people to purchase a Beamer is Danielle's direct mentor, Dr. Sharon Wesch and Dr. Jerry Wesch here in Sedona. So I wanted to also bring them in because we've all been working as a team for everyone's growth, and they're into human transformation, and they're also group leaders. So it's been an amazing adventure in that, but we do have a lot of tips to share from our journey, and I'll turn some over to Lisa or Deb if you have a question. Fire away.
No, that was going to be my next question, you guys, is, you know, some business building tips and ideas. What do you feel that the people listening to this call that you can help inspire them to help them make tomorrow a new day for them with their business? Because it's all about hearing other people's tips and things. But I do want to point out, with listening to you guys, you know, I'm sitting here too with goosebumps and tears in my eyes, how powerful both your stories and even Danielle's story is. But you guys, you are the product. You are a product of the product. You started using it yourself, and when you become a product of the product, there is a transformation from within. But I think people also see it in your eyes and in your heart and your soul, and I know that's what you three have all been doing, is just sharing and walking the walk, not talking that talk. And I want to applaud you for doing that and having this be your life mission. And yes, please, both you guys, share some golden tip nuggets that can help somebody have a phenomenal week this week.
Yeah, and I think, Deb, one of the things that I tell people is, as your blood flows, so your life goes. So especially those new distributors that are new integrating the Beamer into their life, be really clear, just like you had mentioned earlier about setting goals. Be really clear on where you want the Beamer to guide you in your life, whether it's financially or if it's with your health, if you want to have one sale per month or just pay your Beamer off. So really just be clear. And I was at a point where I was looking for a real income stream, and Beamer showed me that, where I could never have even comprehended what financial abundance I've created, thank you to Beamer. So just as your blood flows, so your life goes. Set your intentions in a positive, loving manner, how you want to integrate it into your life.
And talking with Amanda yesterday, because, you know, as you interview people, sometimes your own story is just your story, so you don't see the nuggets. And so I really feel like we got some amazing guidance from Adrienne and Janelle. And their initial advice was to go wide. You know, you keep going as wide, and you know, if somebody is truly, and now we have a different view of how wide that is, but we're very, very wide across our top line. And yes, you do need to have time to work with each one of those. But that's a real key. And sustainable. This is not, I mean, Lisa and I are in this, just like Danielle, for the long term. And for the long term, sustainability, the depth, the width across your top line is very, very important. And the other thing is failure. I mean, I've heard so many people on our team say, well, I put somebody on the Beamer and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Literally, we did 80 sessions. I measured the stack of disclaimers one day. 80 sessions. before our first, before we figured things out. And those 80 sessions were really to teach us. You know, they were gifts to us. It wasn't necessarily a gift of Beamer to these people who came through on an ongoing basis. They allowed us to learn and see and grow and watch what Beamer really could do because we were so new to this. So it was a gift. So look at your early sessions, even though if somebody's not, and you're you know, don't whine about three sessions, put it that way. Keep going. And once the faucet turned on and we found our groove and we got, we have belief. When that belief light turns on inside of you, there's just no stopping. And belief comes from sharing the Beamer, watching people's lives transform. Back then, we had Blog Talk, right? I mean, that was it. We didn't have these great videos. We didn't have any great training from Beamer like we have now. And it was just practice and watch and use and learn. And suddenly, a light bulb comes on that there is nothing that could ever shake my belief in Beamer and you know, many academies and things. And the other thing that came out in our conversation with Amanda is, and we learned this from Adrian and Janelle as well, and we actually checked back in with them at the beginning of this year, and we got on planes. There weren't Beamers everywhere. If we wanted someone to see the Beamer, we took it to them. And, yes, it was a huge investment of time and energy up front. But that's how you get hundreds and hundreds of distributors on your team. You show up. And we still tirelessly travel, just like Danielle. And just like Deborah, you and Mark travel all the time, and all the top leaders. And that is the one commonality, I think, training, of course, but you have to go and be with your team. Yes, you can do some Zoom calls, but every time, we'll track it. If somebody says they want something and they're asking, like Danielle, she put her hand out, none of us had any idea how she was going to get through her personal struggle because they were deep. But all we did is continue to move forward on the personal growth side. It doesn't matter about Beamer. It doesn't matter about money. If someone raises their hand to either Lisa or I, and we have the ability or the skill set and the opportunity to help them grow, that's what we do. And quite often, it requires us going and spending 3 weeks at a time. We're headed to Florida to work with our team in Florida. We'll spend 2 weeks there. But that's been truly our success. If you have the chance, and as you grow your team, when you show up in an area and you set expectations and you say, let's get this together, it's like an energy vortex. And you're there truly in support, not with the outcome of expectation, but in true support of building their belief and faith and their own abilities and Beamer, then amazing things happen. And they sustain.
And I think from a selling standpoint, we had for about 4 or 5 months a year ago, Leslie and I did not have one single personal sale. And we were still Beamering people, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, turns out we were at a healer friend of ours down in Naples, and I said to her, I said, I don't sell anything. I allow people the opportunity to purchase a Beamer from me. And she turned to me and she said, so I want to buy 5 devices and you don't sell them? Leslie and I looked at each other and we said, there's our gap. There was the switch. And what we had realized is so many people on our team are women and nurturers and caretakers and all about being of service. And there's a belief in quite a few of them that I'm not a salesperson or I can't sell this. And once we could identify that within ourselves and share it with our team, our sales within our whole organization really shifted. So it was such a little aha, and we get it. I mean, we're transformational coaches, So we needed coaching. We needed coaching, and it was just because we were so into it because people on our team were calling, I can't sell this. Nobody wants to buy it from me. I'm not a salesperson. So they were truly taking on that energy of belief. So with this summer solstice, all the women and men out there that don't believe that they're salespeople really own it, that yes, life is about selling, whether you're selling yourself to volunteer, selling yourself in a relationship, selling yourself for a new job, life is about selling. So really embrace that energy and share and go sell a Beamer or two or three or 10 or 100 and change lives, because it is truly priceless.
Because what is really selling? Here's the way I look at it. It's basically you're inspiring people to take action on what they already say they want. That's what being an amazing, and we all have these belief systems around sales. I don't want to call myself, well, don't call yourself a salesperson, but own the fact. Own it that you are selling something, but really what does that mean? When people complain to you or, I want to change, I want to, do you really? Well, then our role is to help them. We're selling themselves on what they say they want. If they don't want something, then don't even bother. But if somebody tells you, and it's coaching, sales is coaching,
mm-hmm.
in my book. You know, what did it, well, you tell me you want this, so what is it going to take for you to step into what you want? And that's the real key, and that's what inspiration and transformation, and that's the heart of what we do with Beamer, and we're all doing that every single day, is helping people get what they say they want, which is wellness, improved life, being able to play with their grandkids, being able to play tennis again, all of those things. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't write fast enough. This is phenomenal. You guys, so many golden nuggets. The number one I want to share, and I want the listeners to really capture and to get in their head and their heart, is you guys are truly leading by example. And the magic nugget that you did definitely share was about going wide. Some people feel they get their five and that's it. No, it is about wide. And it's about, you know, leading by example. When we have, like, right now this incentive program, the bonuses, you know, you're out there doing it too and achieving it and then helping and teaching others how to do it. And what a phenomenal gift, and by you helping and finding the spark within Danielle and helping her and reaching out your hands and helping her reach her goals, it does help you move up the career path too with your goals. But you're right, it's not about the money, it's not about the title or the level, it's about the number of disclaimers and the numbers of lives that you have changed. And we're just getting started. Beamer is so ground floor, and you know, we see it, we feel it. There are some hiccups from sometimes at the back office or whatever, but who cares? Go out and share that Beamer with one more person today and then tomorrow, and have your week booked for the full week. I tell you, you guys have had such great golden nuggets. I don't know where to begin to share. I do know that you found your sparks, and you're still out there finding more sparks and changing those lives. And I'm going to turn it over to Amanda for closing comments, and then Claudia, I'll have it, you share your closing comments. And thank you, everybody, for taking the time and sharing this call with us today.
Thank you.
So, Amanda, you're welcome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Hello to Mark.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, we don't have a whole lot of time to really elaborate, but one thing that I can say, for those of you that are on this call, please, please, please recommend that those on your team and others, you know, even, you know, guests that haven't yet purchased a Beamer, send them the replay of this call, please. Everything on here is totally and completely compliant because they're such incredible leaders. And their stories are so powerful. And so from that standpoint, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say, I'll say it real quickly, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's something that I think bears repeating. Last weekend, Claudia and I, you know, had the pleasure of teaching at the Irvine Beamer Academy. And we were breaking out into groups and, you know, helping people, you know, learn how to utilize the Beamer. And this older gentleman, you know, came up to me and he paid me a huge compliment with regard to my heart. And one of the things that he said was, he goes, someone told me, and I've heard this before as well, and I want to dispel this comment because I don't believe in it at all. He said someone told him that if you share the Beamer with sick people, your business is going to be sick. Just hearing that makes me sick. You know, you guys, you know, we are not here to prejudge anybody. And everybody out there deserves to hear about the Beamer. What they choose to do with that information is totally up to them. But you have shared the message. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if no one shared the joy and the benefit of Beamer with Danielle? Just imagine how many people that she has touched in 3 years would not have been touched if that person had not shared the Beamer with Danielle. And you heard how broken she was and how ill she was. You know, so you guys, I want to challenge everybody, please do not prejudge who you share this Beamer with. Get out there. I have goosebumps from everything that all three of these ladies were sharing. And we have a tremendous obligation, you know, with this incredible technology and Peter Glime's heart to go make a difference in the lives of others. So go back and listen to this, and because I'm going to listen to it again, because, again, like what Debbie said, I couldn't write fast enough. But I'm going to toss this over to Claudia for her comments, and then we'll wrap up the show. Claude?
Well, guys, you're going to be able to listen back to this at blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. I recommend that you copy and paste this link and send it out to every person in your team. Send it out to the people you're sharing Beamer with that are looking for something, because we're talking about health, we're talking about financial transformations, but people want to belong. People want to be a part of a community. And what Danielle touched on there, that's something that, you know, a lot of people may overlook because they're too busy worrying about, oh my God, you know, this demo didn't go well or they're not buying it. Take yourself out of the equation. Think about them. Think about what this gift is. Identify people's goals and not your goals for them in the prejudging. And I think what Lisa and Leslie shared as transformational coaches, inspiring people to take action on what they already, you know, are desiring and what they already want, and just get out of your own way, because these ladies are out there, they're doing it. They're not afraid of failing, because through every single failure, guess what you're doing? You're not wishing, you're not in your mind, you're not thinking, you're out there doing. So I want to first hit this applause button, because this, to me, hands down, has been one of our most powerful shows, and we're going to say goodbye to you now. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Lisa and Leslie. Thank you, Amanda and Deb, and, of course, Barb, who isn't with us today. And to our whole Beamer family out there, may this inspire you to go one step further this weekend and just start your own personal transformation path on our magic carpet ride with Beamer. Take care, everyone. The show is now done. Bye-bye.